WVTL.
9:49 on a Monday. Last time we did this, we called it Super Tuesday. Somehow that had a bigger ring to it in the primary, but I guess it's Super Monday. We're joined by three school superintendents. Joining us in studio are Jim Hoffman, superintendent of Fonda Fultonville, Tom Perillo from Amsterdam, and Steve Tomlinson on the line from Broad Auburn Perth. Well, we talked about a number of issues and do appreciate that. Let me bring up another common theme, and that is consolidation. We have a lot of school districts around here. It seems to be the wisdom of some, but we also have this sort of uber school district, the HFM BOCES, the Hamilton, Fulton, Montgomery BOCES. Well, let me start with Tom Prill. I'll make this a round robin. Do you think in the future your job won't exist, superintendent in Amsterdam or just Amsterdam?
I don't know. Amsterdam is a fairly large school district, and what we look at every budget year is to try to consolidate some services with maybe some other school districts and some other municipalities. I really don't know. I know that maybe 3 or 4 years ago there were discussions that were held to possibly have a system that they have down south, possibly county schools. And I think for this area it was going to be Montgomery County school district, but Amsterdam would still be the Amsterdam Rams. Canajoharie would still be the Canajoharie.
Yeah, people don't want to lose their sports team.
Right. They would still have their specific own identity, but they would all be under the umbrella of one school district. And I think probably down the line, if funding doesn't start to change, I think this area is going to need to explore something similar to that.
Jim Hoffman.
I absolutely agree. A county system may be the better way to go. It's tough, though, because people don't want to lose their local identity. When you went to a high school, you wanted to stay the way it was, even after you've grown up and gone away. You want to make sure that your kids come back and go to that same school. It's a difficult situation, and it's not made any easier by the fact that the process, as you can see, if you've been following what's going on between St. Johnsville and Oppenheim-Ephrata, it's not a simple, easy process just to consolidate two school districts. Mm-hmm. So to try to consolidate five, which would be how many there are in Montgomery County, would be a very, very difficult task.
Mm-hmm. Steve Tomlinson.
Yeah, I have a little bit different perspective on the consolidation of schools as I represent a school district that was merged with back in 1988. Mm-hmm. I recall being a member of the last graduating class of Broad Auburn Central School District in 1987, and then immediately following the merger between the Perth and Broad Auburn Central School Districts. My perspective is that the one thing that you see immediately is a dramatic improvement and increase of programming to students. I think one of the myths is that it is a long-term savings to taxpayers, and I would beg to differ with that. And I think that's what we all have to be careful about when we look at consolidation of schools and whatnot, is that there may be a short-term savings. There's definitely a realization of state aid incentives and whatnot. But Broad Auburn Perth is an example of when those incentives go away, the taxpayers have to foot the bill. And I happen to be the lucky person to step into the hot seat as a superintendent here right at the time that the incentive monies went away for Broad Auburn Perth.
Okay.
It results in an increase in taxes.
Okay, so you're saying a good government state wants you to do this, so they reward you for doing it, but then eventually that money runs out.
Well, yes, I agree, and yes, that's what I'm saying. And I think if you asked representatives from the state, they wouldn't all unanimously agree that consolidation is the way to go.
I hate to be too cheeky, but right now, what is HFM BOCES for? I mean, they do provide vocational education, but it sounds like they have a bigger function, or no?
The whole purpose of a BOCES is a Board of Cooperative Educational Services. That's what BOCES stands for. The idea is to provide services for school districts that couldn't afford to run them on their own, that they can, by joining together, which is what we talk about, sharing services, and that's what BOCES is, sharing the services jointly, we can afford services that we wouldn't be able to afford each of us on our own. For example, computer services, programs for students with special needs. We may not have enough students in Fonda Fultonville to run a particular type of class, but if you have Fonda and Broad Auburn and Amsterdam and Canajoharie, between all those districts, you will have enough or enough students mm-hmm. to warrant mm-hmm. running yeah. a class that way. And that's the idea behind it. And the state, again, offers incentives for districts to use those types of consolidated services.
Now, you were the superintendent of Fonda Fultonville, like Broad Auburn Perth. That must have been a merger at some point, or no? They always were together because they're very close to each other.
Many years ago. There was Fonda High School and there was Fultonville High School. Wow. And the last graduating class from Fonda High School was back in 1958.
Huh.
So it's a couple weeks ago that the merger happened. But I'll have to tell you, I go to some of the alumni associations for Fonda or for Fultonville, and heaven forbid you say something nice about the other school at those alumni association dinners.
Now, Tom Prillo, when I went to school, when Rosa Lisi was a teacher, for example, it was just the Amsterdam City Schools, as I recall. You're now greater. I mean, when did that happen?
We became the greater Amsterdam School District in the mid-60s when the district annexed the town of Florida, mm-hmm. Town of Fort Johnson,
and all these other,
it was all these other municipalities that they annexed. Actually, on paper, our name is the enlarged Amsterdam School District.
Really? It's not Greater Amsterdam?
On paper, it's not. On paper, it's called the enlarged Amsterdam School District. Mm-hmm. But yeah, back in the mid-60s.
One more question on this, and then maybe I'll wrap it up by asking you what you think the chances are of your various budgets. We'll start with Steve Tomlinson. It's really a big topic as to, with the school budgets this year, I think we've primarily heard from the concerned taxpayers. Seems to be another constituency is the helicopter parent. I mean, on the one hand, you've got these, people who want to say, hell, look, you're killing us with these budgets. But on the other hand, you've got parents who are very concerned about what happens to their kids in school. Do you see that, Steve Tomlinson, as a sort of the dichotomy, or is it not?
Absolutely is. I mean, last year was an example of that. Community residents are concerned for their taxes and the rate that their taxes are going up, and we tend to hear for lack of a better term, the people that are against the budget or the negative people much more than we hear about the people that are supportive of the school community. And I think that there's a myth out there that, for example, that our senior citizen population are not supportive of our schools. In fact, I have to tell you, we've done exit surveys and to find out just the opposite, mm-hmm. that our senior population tends to be a little bit more supportive of our school at budget vote time than the middle-aged range of 40 to 59. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is that last year is a good example where a lot of upset people with the high tax rate that we went out at, high tax levy that we went out at. And in the end, it was approved. And it was approved because we have such a large number of supporters in our community that understand the importance of education and understand the importance of the district and the role it plays in our community.
Okay, Steve Tomlinson, I'll stick with you, and then we'll just go to the other two gentlemen. Do you think your budget will pass, Broad Auburn Perth?
Do I think our budget will pass? I think this year, in many ways, will be much tougher than in past years. What my concern is people that would be taking it for granted that it's a lower tax levy increase and not getting off the couch and getting to the schools to vote in favor of it. Do I think it will pass? I'm hopeful, but I'm not going to say that I'm definitely cautiously optimistic.
Well, Steve Tomlinson, thanks for joining us. You have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Jim Hoffman, what do you think? Fonda Fultonville with a budget pass.
There's a loaded question if I ever heard one. any answer I come up with is probably the wrong one.
You don't want to sound cocky about it either.
I'm hopeful that it'll pass. I think that the community realizes that we've worked real hard to keep the tax levy low, to keep reductions at a minimum, and to keep the pain that has happened statewide from hitting us too badly. So I'm hopeful that the community recognizes the work we've done and that they will see that when they come out to vote.
Tom Perillo, Greater Amsterdam or enlarged?
Enlarged Amsterdam. Well, this is one of the highest tax levies that we have put out, and I do believe that the people of Amsterdam know that it is a funding issue and that we have cut massively, and whether it'll pass or not, I don't know. It's up to the voters, but I do believe that they know the situation that we're in and they know how we did arrive at this budget.
Well, Jim Hoffman and Tom Perillo, I thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.